I've learned plenty. It's been a good workout, a real tough test, which we knew it was going to be. I'm without any recognised fullbacks at the minute at the football club, and I'm trying to sort that out, believe me. We're not getting the ones we want across, you know, as quickly as we'd like, but, you know, we'll hopefully get something sorted in the next couple of days, and hopefully by Reading we'll have a couple sorted. And I think that was highlighted today. You know, I've thrown together a back four. We did a bit of work yesterday, but I just felt, you know, when you try and set out to play a game, and you try and set out and play the way you want to play, but the opposition don't need it sometimes, and I thought we created a few chances. I thought we should have had a penalty in the first half, but that said, they should have, you know, they could have been, you know, they were three up and deservedly so. Goals were sloppy, all of them. I thought we could have done better with them all, but I just felt we didn't believe in what we were doing, you know, and to be fair, they're a good side. Second half, we gave them jobs to do, we simplified it for them, and we tried to do that first half, but sometimes when the players are getting the run around out there, you don't want to just change it in pre-season just to nullify teams. You want to try and test yourself, and that's what it was about. And second half, we decided that we'd change our shape a little bit. Luke Rooney and Jimmy Smith had jobs to do, and I thought they were excellent at doing it. Simon did a lot better job in front of that back four. We looked more organised, more compact. You know, but sometimes we're at home. You know, we haven't lost 3 points today. We've not performed particularly well in the first half. You know, we need to address the fullback situations, and believe me, I'm trying to do the best I can. But it's tough. But it's a good learning one for us tonight.
Interesting. You started with all 10 outfield players started a permanent signing. You didn't actually look at any trialists in the starting 11 tonight.
Well, I'm not sure where we can go with trialists at the minute. You know, as much as I want to involve them, you know, we've had to let a couple go that props might have thought about involving. You know, we've got what we've got, and we're trying to make the best of it. Once I get a couple of fullbacks in, I think we'll be a much better proposition. I really do. You know, Sonny Bradley didn't play tonight. Ozzy McLeod didn't play tonight. Who else didn't play tonight? Bobson. You know, so we knew it was going to be a good test. And you don't always get things how you want them to be. So it's good that you see a different side of it. First half, I felt we didn't get close to them. I thought we didn't put any tackles in. We didn't get any pressure on the ball, and it was just too easy for them. Second half, when they listened to what we'd asked, listened to what we said, I thought the lads responded really well and put in a decent performance.
You mentioned the fullbacks, and obviously you signed 1-2 permanent goalkeepers. What situation? I mean, how hopeful are you doing that, say, before the Reading or Nuneaton games?
I'm hopeful, yeah. People must be sick of me saying it. I'm doing the best I can to get the best I can in, and I'm confident that hopefully before Reading and definitely sometime over the weekend I'll have 3 or 4 in, 2 fullbacks, and hopefully we decide where we are with 2 keepers.
It's likely to be permanent signings or season long loans or such like?
But 1 permanent and probably 3 loans, yeah.
And so is that like to be a goalkeeper and fullbacks?
Yeah.
Obviously you've got a bit of a gap now, so I mean before the next game obviously you cancelled the Maidstone game. I mean, is that allowed you to work on stuff on the training field as well?
Of course it does, but you know it might, I think the fact that I've played Connor at left back, I wanted to look at my players. I wanted to just see, you know, I might have to sit Connor there one day. You know, I'd thought about playing Sonny there, but because Connor had missed Saturday's injury, I wanted to get him in there. I like the look of Simon and Jimmy and Rooney and Gwion, and I just wanted to keep that together, and it didn't quite work today in terms of we didn't defend properly as a team, and it was too easy for them to score goals, but like I say, we learnt from it. There's things I know I can do, there's things I know I don't want to do, and hopefully, you know, come the start of the season we'll have more to pick from. I'll know where I'm going exactly with it. And I think we'll be a damn sight better for tonight and for Saturday.